not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you. Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not come back to fully. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have meshed together. Righteousness and peace have ceased. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and the land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make its footsteps a pathway. Join Pastor Esu Mororanti on the hour of revival. The revival is now.
Our Father and our God,
Baba wa nipasẹ Jesu Christ,
our Father through Jesus Christ, we exhort you, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We thank you for this program, Lord, accept our praises. We thank you for what you do at the revival hour, accept our thanks. We thank you because you are going to do more today, Lord, glory be to your name. Lord, as we proceed into the revival hour to hear your
word,
let the spiritual life of every individual be revived. Lord, as you speak to my mouth this hour to prophesy, every dead life, every dead bone, let them be revived. Let every dry bone be living.
Gbogbo ẹni tí kò lè dára gbé nínú ẹ̀mí lórúkọ Jésù okun ẹ̀mí kò wọnú ayé rẹ lọ. O ti rí bẹ́ẹ̀ ogo ni fún Olúwa
ní orúkọ
Jésù Olúwa wa.
In Jesus name, our Lord.
Akiwa káàbọ̀ sí àkókò ìsọjí.
You are all welcome to the revival hour.
Kókó ìwàásù ìsọjí èní.
And the topic for today's revival.
Omi ìsọjí síwájú ìṣẹ́gun.
That is revival before victory.
À ń sí Bíbélì wa sínú ìwé Samuel kìíní.
We open our Bible into the book of 1 Samuel.
Orí keje.
Chapter 7.
Mo kà á láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlá.
I read from verse 1 to 14. It reads thus.
Àwọn ọkùnrin Kirijarimu wá.
Then the men of Kirijarimu
came. Mo ti àpótí Olúwa náà.
To the house of the Lord, and brought him to the house of Abinadab on the hill, and consecrated Eleazar his son to keep the house of the Lord. So it was that the house remained in Kirjath Jearim a long time. It was there 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel. If you return to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign God and ask to
where
from among you and prepare your heart for the Lord and serve him only. And he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. So the children of Israel put away the
balance
and the ask to
where
and serve the Lord
only.
And Samuel said, gather all Israel to
Mizpah,
I will pray to the Lord for you. So they gathered together at Mizpah, drew water, and poured it out before the Lord. And they fasted that day, and said
then,
we have seen the goodness of the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel at Mizpah. Now when the Philistines
Israel péjọ sí Mispe.
That the children of Israel have gathered
together. Àwọn ìjòyè yẹn Philistine sì gòkè tọ Israel lọ.
The laws of the Philistine went up against Israel.
Nígbà tí àwọn ọmọ Israel gbọ́.
And when the children of Israel asked.
Wọ́n bẹ̀rù àwọn Philistine.
They were afraid of the Philistines.
Àwọn ọmọ Israel sì wí fún Samuel pé.
The children of Israel said to Samuel.
Mọ̀ ṣe dákí àti máa ké fún Olúwa Ọlọ́run wá fún wa.
Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God.
Yóò sì dà wá lọ́wọ́ àwọn Philistine.
From that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines.
Samuel mú ọdún àgùntàn kan tí mú ọmọ.
And Samuel took a suckling lamb.
Ó sì fi rú ọ̀tọ̀tọ̀ ẹbọ sísun sí Olúwa.
And offered it as a whole burnt offering to the
Samuel
Lord.
Samuel sì ké fún Olúwa fún Israel.
Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for
Olúwa
his
son. Olúwa sì gbọ́.
And the Lord answered
him. Samuel ti ń rú ẹbọ sísun náà lọ́wọ́.
Now as Samuel was offering up the burnt
offering.
Àwọn
Philistine súnmọ́ Israel láti bá wọn jà.
The Philistine drew near to battle against Israel.
Ṣùgbọ́n Olúwa sọ̀rọ̀.
But the Lord.
Láàrin ọjọ́ náà.
Thundered with a loud thunder.
Sórí àwọn Philistine.
Upon the Philistines that day.
Ó sì dààmú wọn.
And so confused them.
Ó sì pa wọ́n níwájú Israel.
And they were killed before Israel.
Àwọn ọkùnrin Israel sì jáde kúrò ní Mispe.
And the men of Israel went out of
Mispe. Wọ́n sì rí àwọn Philistine.
And pursued the Philistines.
Wọ́n sì pa wọ́n títí wọ́n fi dé abẹ́ Bekari.
And drove them back as far as below
Bekari. Samuel sì mú òkúta kan.
Then Samuel took a stone.
Ó sì gbé kalẹ̀ ní agbègbè méjì Mispe àti Seni.
And set it up between Mispe and Shen.
Ó sì pe orúkọ rẹ̀ ní Ebenezer.
And called its name Ebenezer.
Wípé.
Saying.
Títí èyí yìí.
Thus far.
Ni Olúwa ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
The Lord has helped us.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni àtẹ̀rí àwọn Philistine pa.
So the Philistines were subdued.
Wọ́n kò sì tún wá sí agbègbè Israel mọ́.
And they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel.
Ọwọ́ Olúwa sì wà ní ibi tí àwọn Philistine ti gbogbo ọjọ́ Samuel.
And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistine all the days of Samuel.
Èlú wọn ni èyí tí àwọn Philistine ti gbà lọ́wọ́ Israel.
Then the cities which the Israelites had taken from Israel.
Ni wọ́n sì fi fún Israel.
Were restored to Israel.
Láti Ekroni wá.
From Ekron.
Títí omi dé Gati.
To Gad.
Àti agbègbè rẹ̀.
And the territory.
Ni Israel gbà sílẹ̀ lọ́wọ́ àwọn Philistine.
Israel recovered from the hand of the Philistine.
Èrè pọ̀ sí wa láàrin Israel àti àwọn Amori.
And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites.
Wọ́n bá tí ó kúrò fún yín
bí ẹ ti ń gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ náà. May the Lord bless you as you listen to the
word.
Ẹ̀sìn
sí kókó ìwàásù ìsọjí èmi.
Once again the topic for today's revival.
Ó ní ìsọjí síwájú ìṣẹ́gun.
Revival before victory.
Ibi tí mo kà jáde fún yín.
In the place I read to your hearing.
Ó jẹ́ àkọsílẹ̀ àwọn nǹkan tó ṣẹlẹ̀. For
the record of what happened in Israel.
Láàrin àkókò àlùfáà Eli àti Samuel.
During the time of Prophet Eli and Samuel.
Tí a bá wò láti orí kẹta, orí kẹrin, orí karùn-ún, orí kẹfà.
If you check from verse chapter 3, 3, 4, and 5.
A ó lè mọ̀ wípé ní àwọn orí tí mo dárúkọ yìí.
You could see in the chapters I mentioned.
Àwọn ọmọ Israẹli ti rẹ̀wẹ̀sì.
The children of Israel were weary.
Iná ìsọjí ti kú.
The fire of revival in their lives.
Olúkúlùkù ti ń ṣe bó ti wù ú.
They have been doing the way they like.
Pàápàá àwọn tó jẹ́ adarí.
Especially their leaders.
Wọ́n sori wípé wà àlùfáà Eli ti dàgbò ti darúgbó.
Because Prophet Eli was so
ill. Àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ sì ń ṣe bó ti wù wọ́n.
And his children were acting the way they like.
Èmi ti mú kí àwọn ènìyàn náà, àwọn ìjọ ọmọ Israẹli náà máa ṣe bó ti wù wọ́n.
This made the people, the congregation, to be doing the way they like as well.
Ní abẹ́ eléyìí ni Ọlọ́run ti gbé Samuel dìde.
And by that God trained up Samuel.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ kékeré Ọlọ́run gbèbí ni ó sì ń lò ó.
As a young child God trained him and he was using
him. Nínú rẹ̀ náà ni ogun ti dìde sí àwọn ọmọ Israẹli.
And even in that problem arose against the Israelites.
Àwọn Philistine gbé ogun dìde sí àwọn ọmọ Israẹli.
Philistines wage war against Israel.
Àwọn ọmọ Israẹli náà wá dìde.
Now Israelites also confronted
them. Wọ́n láwọn ọ̀dọ́ láti bá àwọn Philistine jagun.
They want to go and wage war against the Philistines.
Samuel gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwòlí ọmọ ìwòlí kékeré níta yẹn.
Samuel as a young prophet at that time.
Ó sọ fún wọn.
He told them.
Ẹ máa lọ.
They don't go.
Ó ní orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sọ wípé ọ̀rọ̀ Samuel sì wá sí gbogbo Israel.
Chapter 4 verse 1 says and the word of Samuel came to the Israelites.
Nínú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ tó wá sí gbogbo Israel.
What was his word that came to them?
Ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ tó wá sí gbogbo Israel nígbà náà ni wípé.
His word that came to the Israelites at that time was.
Ẹ nílò ìsọjí síwájú kẹ́ ẹ tó lọ jagun ṣẹ́gun.
You need revival before you go to war and conquer.
Alágbèrè ẹ ò lè máa lọ ẹ ò lè lọ sí ojú ogun pẹ̀lú ìṣe àgbèrè.
As fornicators, you can't go to the war front with fornication. You can't go to the war front with gluttony. The Lord will not go with you. Now they are telling him stories. He said, wait over there.
Mama rẹ ṣe gbé ọ wá sí orí òkè.
We were there when your mother brought you to the mountain.
Ìṣẹ́jú wa kí ni ìṣẹ́jú wa ló ṣe dada.
In our presence you grew all.
Kìí ṣe irú rẹ ló mọ pàtàkì
ìrònú fún àgàfúra. You shouldn't be the one to be telling us the story.
Irú rẹ kọ́ ló mọ wàásù ìrònú fún àgàfúra.
You shouldn't be the one to be preaching repentance for her. Keep quiet.
Tí a bá lè wò ó.
If we can consider the family.
Láti bíkà yìí ni Samuel ti rọra dá kí ó sì rọra ń gbé ní Ramati.
From that place Samuel kept quiet and was living alone.
Ó rọra wà ní Rama.
He lived at Rama.
Ó ń gbé níbẹ̀.
Dwelling there.
Ó ń gbé níbẹ̀.
He was dwelling there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wọ́n ní àwọn ọmọ Israẹli lọ mú ò ká ọ̀rọ̀ Samuel sí.
The children of Israel went without regarding the word of Samuel.
Àwọn Philistines pa wọ́n.
The Philistines killed them.
Wọ́n pa púpọ̀ nínú wọn.
They destroyed many among them.
Mo sá wálé.
Now they came back home.
Mo wá rántí pé àpótí ẹ̀rí táwọn ògbé ni.
They remembered maybe it was because of the ark of covenant not
fitting.
They took the ark of covenant.
Ẹ̀mí àti Phineas àwọn ọmọ wò ní àlùfẹ́ Eli.
Ophni and Phinehas, the sons of priest Eli, led the battle. And even the reckless killing was so much now. They don't only kill them. Even the ark of covenant, their glory was taken away. That was the report Eli had and fled and died.
Báyìí ni ilẹ̀ Israẹli wà ní oko ìgbèkùn.
Now Israelite was in captivity.
Gbogbo àwọn Philistine wá jọba lórí wọn.
Philistines were reigning over them.
Àwọn Philistine jọba lórí wọn.
Philistines were reigning over them.
Àwọn ò rí àmì wọn kankan mọ́.
They have no sign again.
Ọlọ́run wa ń lọ ń jà fúnra rẹ̀ láì lọ́wọ́ èèyàn nínú.
Now the Lord went to fight himself without men.
Àpótí ẹ̀rí ti wà ní ilẹ̀ Philistine.
The ark of covenant is now in the land of the Philistines.
Gbogbo ìlú àti agbègbè tí àpótí ẹ̀rí bá ti bọ́ sí.
But wherever city or the community the ark of the covenant gets
to. Ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run máa ń wà nbẹ̀ fún ibi.
The hand of the Lord is always there for evil.
Gbogbo àwọn ará àdúgbò bí ará ìlú bẹ̀ wọ́n èyí gbádùn
mọ́. All the inhabitants there will be in trouble.
Èyí wá mú kí wọ́n máa ti àpótí ẹ̀rí yìí kí.
That makes them to be casting away the ark of the covenant. Ojú wọn fi ayọ̀ jà. The thing they receive with joy comes to sorrow for them. Even to an extent. At the end when they knew that the cause of trouble is the ark of covenant. They returned in. To a place called Kiriat Baron. That was where chapter 7 began. The
return in. Abinadabu.
To the house of a man called Abinadab.
Ibẹ̀ ló wà tí ọlọ́run ń ṣe.
That was where it was.
Ní gbogbo àwọn àkókò yìí.
During this period.
Àwọn ọmọ Israẹli wọ́n ti rẹ̀wẹ̀sì.
The children of Israel were weary.
Olúkúlùkù ṣe bálabàla.
Each of them were doing the way they like.
Kò sí àwọn adarí tó yanrantí.
No fervent leader among them.
Kò sí ìsọjí.
No revival.
Ni wọ́n wá gbogbo wọn wá sunkún wá sí ọ̀dọ̀. Wọ́n sunkún wá. Sí ọ̀dọ̀ wòlíì Samueli.
Now they cried back to the place of Prophet Samuel.
Wọ́n sunkún wá sọ́dọ̀ Samuel.
They cried back to Prophet Samuel.
Lọ́sùn orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ tí nígbà tí bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ sí ẹni ó dáṣẹ́
fún ọmọdé. From chapter 4 verse 1 that he told them and they said, keep short.
Nígbà tí àwa jẹ wọ́n tó lé ní ogún ọdún.
When the suffering came over them for about 20 years.
Wọ́n sunkún wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ̀.
They cried before him.
Ìyá fi jí àwọn gan.
They said now they are in suffering.
Wọ́n ní. Ojú ogún ọdún.
It was for about 20 years.
Gbogbo ilẹ̀ Israẹli sì fohùn lórí ẹkún sí Olúwa.
Now the children of Israel were in lamentation before the Lord.
Wọ́n wá Samueli rí.
They searched for Samuel.
Samueli ti wá rí wọn.
Now as Samuel found them.
Ó tún sọ fún wọn náà ni wípé.
What he told them was.
Ẹ lọ yí padà.
Go and repent.
Ẹ lọ yí padà.
Go and repent.
Ẹ ti gbogbo ọkàn yín yí padà.
By your heart repent
totally. Ẹ yí padà kúrò lọ́dún Èṣù.
Repent away from the devil.
Ẹ yí padà kúrò lọ́wọ́ àjèjì Ọlọ́run.
Repent away from strange
God.
Repent away from Astoreth and
Zabin.
Now change towards God. Prepare your heart for the Lord. So that you serve him alone. you can change towards the Lord, that you give your life to him and serve him, he shall save you. That was the preaching of Samuel to them. And all the elders of the city came to him. He preached repentance to them. He preached faith to them. He talked to them. That made them to repent. Now he called the gathering. He made gathering that is sober. He made gathering that repent. In verse 6 it says the gathering. They fetch water and drink before the Lord. They fasted that day. We have seen that you are the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel at this time. What brought about this? Call them together and talk to them. How did they knew their sin? When they had a good preaching, when they had a preaching that reveals the act of God, now they realize themselves as sinners. They fetched the water and drew before the presence of the Lord. That was a sign of opening of their heart. The sign that they render their heart for the things of God, the sign of repentance. Every one of them fasted like you've ever done. They cried unto the Lord. They repented unto the Lord. Through the preaching of Samuel. They forsook all their Baal and Asherah. They serve God alone. In the place where they gathered, the enemy saw them. And I they say, these are prey, these are our slaves. The people will ride like donkeys, they are gathered like goats. And all the chief of Philistine came that they strike them like of old. When the children of Israel saw them, they ran to Prophet Samuel.
Samuel,
we have repented to the Lord. Do not be quiet to pray for us. Pray to the Lord our God. We have believed. We knew with the fact that we have prayed and we
repent.
Your prayer shall be answered and it will save us. According to the procedure of worship, Samuel too left the land. Make it a sacrifice unto the Lord and call upon him. The Philistines thought the Israelites were like the one before. They never knew revival has come to their life. They never knew their life have received the power of revival. They never knew transformation has come to them. They thought it was like yesterday. That was why they threatened them. Prophet Samuel was on the sacrifice. As he was making the sacrifice, the priest was coming. Listen in verse
10.
And as Samuel was the Philistine drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord turned down with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day and confused them and killed them. What made the Lord to strike them back? Israel does not put on helmet and brass
plate.
They don't take up spear, arrow, guns, and the Lord by himself fought on their behalf. He dismantled the enemy. He confused the enemy. He killed the enemy. As much that Israelites pursued them and restored back their things, The land the enemies have taken, they recovered them. Now we are told in all the days of Samuel, the enemies never came back to you. Even today, wherever you have the Lord will restore revival back to your life.
He
said revival will be restored back to your life. All that problem frustrated you to the
Lord.
As the ambassador and minister of
God,
I'm prophesying as a
spokesman of God.
Today is today's revival. The good things the enemy has taken away
from you,
He shall be restored back to you in Jesus' name. I said He shall be restored back to you in Jesus' name. Back to you now in Jesus' name. The revival before victory. What make the Lord fight on their behalf? What make the Lord to be looking at them from above? The reason why the Lord looked at them when they were chastised and they took their
own
was that they had no spiritual revival. They had no spiritual revival. Now what make God to fight on their behalf this time? Was because they now possessed spiritual revival. The revival last
night.
That revival brings about victory. And this is where the Lord extracts the topic of this revival.
We
shall call the revival before victory. Therefore, this evening, I'm splitting this revival message into three
parts.
For you to understand what God wants us to
do.
What is the emphasis to make today? And importantly, what God is to do about you. I said this message on 3 points. Under point one. The new revival and the meaning. I'm going to explain what revival is. Many people call revival what it is not. What is the meaning of revival? I'm going to tell you. Under point two. Fountain for the new revival. Where does the revival come from? What is the cause of revival? And what are the elements of revival? What is revival? This will be the emphasis in point two. Another point
two.
Victory through the new revival. I'll tell you the victory begotten by revival. When revival comes into your life, when the power of revival comes into your life, no matter the problem that arose, because the power, the
power
will dismantle all the problems. That's why I took up point one. The new revival and the meaning. The new revival and the meaning. When we say revival, many thought is to gather drums, and begin to beat you. Maybe talking drums and beating drums and all sorts of drums like that. Now clapping and sweating all over. That's not revival. Spiritual revival. It means fervency to spiritual
things.
When they say revival is a life of that man, when we say that man has the power of revival, that means he has fervency to spiritual things. He will not be forced or put onto a position before he did anything. That means you have the fervency to read the Bible. When you're always having the passion and the encouragement to take up the Bible and read, and to understand it, that is revival. When you have the passion to go into prayer yourself, to lead yourself into prayer yourself, not that anything prestige you, but you desire it. Your brother is passionate to talk to the Lord. There are many of us that we cannot pray alone. It's only when he's going to the church. You only pray congregation. These are the things by which God wants to tell us that what is happening. The Lord wants us individually to stand alone. He wants you to move away from a toddler. He wants you to become an adult. He wants us to become an adult. These are the reasons why we see all what is happening. I'm speaking to you about genuine revival. What is called genuine revival? Spiritual fervency to spiritual things. Like reading the Bible, reading the word of God. You understand the way. You take up the Bible and read. Now you like to read. You read one chapter, the second one, the third one, and you understand it. Revival has come like that. When you deliberately woke up at night and the morning and go to prayer, personal prayer, maybe I want to spend 30 minutes. Now you begin to pray the Lord. Even till an hour clock, the second one an hour, 2 hours, that's revival. That is what is called revival. That is called revival. Personally by yourself, when you consider it, I want to go to fasting for 7 days. I want to go to fasting for 3 days. I want to go to fasting for 11 days.
Mama, Baba, Elo, Jadu, Ojo, Meta.
Not until someone meets you at the waist and say, Father, Mother, go fast for 3 days. The people that are so certain are the people without spiritual revival. Those are having spiritual things in their spiritual life. When your life will be strong spiritual life, if your life is smooth in the spiritual
life,
no one will instruct you that go and fast or go and pray. That revival will lead to an extent that you will know that this is the kind of prayer to the place. What is called revival? When we say revival, it is a tendency to listen to the word of God. Look at the way we hear the word of God like this. How is the reaction in your body? Are you pleased with it or is your
body pleased?
Are you getting fed up or what? When you hear the word of God like this, you're having fellowship with God. Fellowship with God like this. Do you enjoy it or it's oppressing you? When you enjoy fellowship like this with the Lord, that it pleases you to have fellowship with God, and it is becoming easier for you. That is revival. That is revival. That is what is called genuine revival. Genuine revival. Fervency to spiritual things. When going to church, going to fellowship places, when it becomes like you always like to come to the church, it's like you be in the church at all times. It's like you listen to the word of God at all times. Going to church is become something easier and something more to you. When the pastor preaches, it's like they don't come to an end of the day. It's like you continue hearing the word of God, reading the Bible and praying. That means revival has come to you. I even want to tell you, the thing happening all over now, because many people are glad about you. If you are not going to go to church, what happened is that he had no revival in himself. The power of revival is quenched. When there is no revival in the life of man, reading the Bible will become a burden to him. To pray is like they asked him to carry up a whole house. To fast is like they asked him to trek from Ibadan to Abuja. To go to the fellowship center will become a burden to him. What is called revival? Look at the new car. I'm not even talking about imported one. Brand new car. When they started it, when they ignited it, it starts the war. The way it will start, not that you're shaking all the body. It will be sounding silently. People will be not hear the voice and it will be going silently. Not that it will be pushed. But the life without revival, I can make example of a rickety car, a rickety vehicle. You need even they don't have the key again, that they will have to squeeze wires around it. Now they will push a leg. When they push and push, it will be jacking and jacking and jacking. All the smoke will come over. They will push it up and down. Push it up and down again. That's an example of a life without a revival. Anyone without the power of the revival in his life, they will be jacking it up in prayer. A man with white garment in the market with beard will be prophesying, say, go and pray, go and fast. His Bible alone is always reading Psalm 35. That means there is no revival in the life of that person. What is called the new revival? Not that we will be pushed. Not that we will be forced. Not that we will be imposed on. But by ourselves, we will have the Father. We will be having desire for spiritual things. You will be encouraged by spiritual things. So read the Bible, to pray, to fast, to have fellowship with God, to be before the presence of the Lord. You will be pleased as if you are eating what you like. But when spiritual activities become hard for you to do, that means there is no revival like this. That means there is no revival. What is called revival? The meaning of revival. You can see in this place the children of Israel in Israel. They went back to Samuel. And when the children of Israel asked, they fear the Philistines. Verse 8. The children of Israel said to Samuel, do not cease to cry out to the Lord. He may save us from the hand of the Philistines. Before, when they don't have revival, they can't go to Samuel. Before, when they don't have revival, they didn't believe God can save them. But now, when revival has come, no one forced them. They went to Samuel. They went to Samuel. Now, what brings about the revival? What brings about that passion to spiritual things? What makes them to know God? What makes them to have the power to spiritual things? Listen to that verse. The gather that is from me, they drew water and poured it before the Lord. They fasted that day. Listen, they said, "We have sinned against the Lord." And Samuel judged the children of Israel at Mizpah. The judgment means it is them. He showed them the right and the left. He showed them the procedure and the protocols of God which are followed by themselves. The by themselves they poured down the water. That means revival has come. Revival came. Now what brings about the revival? This leads me to point two. I call the fountain for genuine revival. What brings about this revival? Consider the Samuel. Then Samuel spoke to Israel. If you return to the Lord with all your heart, put away the strong God and the answer of among you. And prepare your heart for the Lord. And serve in and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. Now check. So the children of Israel put their hands and their hands to it. Say the Lord.
Amen.
And from today you only serve the Lord as well.
Remember
you come into your life.
Listen,
what brings about it? What are the elements and what brings about the revival to the life of the Israelites? Number one thing, that is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God. Number two, the Word of God. Number three, the fervent minister of God. The sharp minister of God. Full of the Holy Spirit. Full of the Word of God. A priest that can teach the mindset of God. The prophet that can speak the mindset of God. A shepherd that can teach what is in the heart of God. Listen that among. What brings about revival? What brings about revival? Revival do come so. When we place ourselves under the administration of the teaching of the Word of God,
it
comes with the back of the support of the Holy Spirit. From the mouth of a prophet ordained, elected, the man of God Samuel, he was a minister of God full of the Holy Spirit. He was the one full with the Word of God. When the God for his place, the problem and their difficulties, they were weeping. They were lamenting. For about 20 years they've been slaves. For about 20 years you are fed up. Seven, you are fed up. Samuel, save us. Now listen to what
I'm saying. Only be a baby go
by your
own.
Change unto the Lord. What make you the face of
Philistine?
What make you the enslaved? Was that there is no revival? What brings about calamity for you? What opens the door for
you?
You have no spiritual revival to your God. And now, change to God.
I want God to buy it.
The situation of many churches now. And now, how many ministers of God are you asking? If there's a mother people, if the children of Israel have went to another minister of God, you could have said the Lord has blessed you, it is well with you. How many will say? All of you, you have to respond. Another will say,
I saw you,
pray part for handkerchief. We shall pray for you. When the Philistines are coming, keep on shaking their
hands. Another
may say, go and bring
oil.
But look at something here.
The
people of God never
change.
Samuel was a prophet.
Samuel
was a prophet. So them, you repent to the Lord with all your heart. You will repent to the Lord with all your heart. Take away the strange God. All the food God, loss of the flesh, pride of life. Take away the strange God. Take away from
us.
Take away drunkenness and evil attitude.
Now, prepare
your heart, give your life to the Lord. Look at the preacher. Look at the sermon. Look at the things like this. If it was to be another minister of God, evil prophecy, look at the vision of the heart of God. What brings revival? What brings revival? There are many of us that we are deceiving ourselves. We only go to places where we hear the word of God and we give our situation. That's why there's no revival. Even ministers are to speak the word of God, does not reveal what will
shine
at this place.
He
talks to them the mindset of God.
You
can repent with all your heart to the Lord. Take away the strange God. That idol of sin in your home. You are going to church to claim to be serving God. You are going to church evil fashion. The devil says in his fashion for you. Take away the strange God. Take away the strange God. The astrolabe. Take it away from your being. Now prepare your heart. Prepare your heart for the Lord. And serve him alone. It is what brings about revival. The fountain of revival. Preaching of the word of God that is original. With the support of the Holy Spirit. From the mouth of the minister of God. The word of God that reveals sin to sinner and what you are doing is
sin.
Problem does not come back. God does not permit
violence.
Sin is the one that opens the door of one's life for problem. The prophet in the Bible knew this. They are different from contemporary. Let's take away all the strange
ideas.
Even the ministers of today can be like prophets.
We'll
be able to bring the word back to the Lord.
We'll
be able to restore revival.
I
can even tell you the happiness on earth now. The force of the ministers of God could be
fulfilled.
Samuel told all the
Israelites.
Many of us are not telling them they are
prophets.
Many of us are not telling our followers that are prophets. Many of them, we are pampering them. Many of us are praying for prostitutes. You want to anoint the instrument of the members? Prostitutes also bring these out. Is that one job? Alcohol seller bring the boxes and all things like that.
Samuel, we pray.
If you repent with all your heart, take away the strange God. All the things you make God take away. All the evil things you are making them away. Prepare your heart for the Lord. That will give your life to the Lord. After repentance comes,
tell your Lord.
You can do this, you want to come and follow me. He will save you. Listen. Many will say that he had a dream that masquerade
pursued.
Your character corresponds with masquerade. Who are other people with the masquerade
pursued?
This is the hair, the hair on your head. Look at that thing you put on your head. Look at how you paint your lips. Look at the eyelashes you
feed.
Look at the artificial nail you
put.
Am I the one that has already said that masquerade will
pursue?
There's nothing masquerade can pursue in me. But there is something masquerade can pursue on
his
life. Jesus
said,
the priest of the world
came.
There is found no fault on me. There's nothing that corresponds with his that is on me. The reason why masquerade is pursuing me. The reason why lunatic man is pursuing me. The reason why you are eating on your dream. That thing is attached to your body. Magnet of problem is being attached to your body. Something that is of magnetic is in your body. These are the things that the old prophet knew. He
made
them to understand the
importance.
The cause of the problem on you.
Because
of the strange God among you that you are serving. Give your heart to the Lord and turn to him. Now give your life to
me.
Save it.
You done it.
He will save you.
That's
my brothers and sisters. The hand that is misfortune, you have a failure. Check up your life. Maybe you have the failure of band, of wife, of good things. They can say there is an evil upon you. That vision of the hand upon you, that vision is not complete. What brings about putting the hand on your life? What brings about the time of your life? What makes the hand appear upon you? Reason is you are serving a strange God. Your heart is far from God. Listen. I'm speaking to you about revival before victory.
Revival before victory.
Your issue is not to drink oil. Your issue is not about
handkerchief.
Your issue is not about taking bath at the river
side.
With all your heart, look at the word of God that comes from the
Holy Spirit.
Look at the word of God that the Holy Spirit brought from the heart of God. From the minister of God on
earth,
that brought about revival. Under the ministration of the preaching of Samuel, they could realize themselves. The sinner saw himself. The way he was preaching to them, they realized themselves. They cried. They saw the nakedness of themselves. The spirit in them is not easier with
that.
It came out. Listen to what it
says.
The children of Israel put away bars and their
authority
and said the Lord alone. Listen. They took it away. They took away the spirit. They took away the spirit. Look at the way we have done the
thing.
I'm speaking to you about revival before victory. Both men and women, we need
it.
Young and old, we need
it.
You need spiritual
life.
You need your spiritual life to be revived. And when your spritual life got
revived,
revival in your life will bring victory. Revival in your life will bring victory. Revival in your life will bring victory.
Samuel said,
God out the children of Israel. And I will pray unto the Lord. And they gathered at
Mizpah.
They poured water before the
Lord.
They fasted that day.
By
fasting, they humbled themselves. They cried unto the Lord. Samuel explained deeply the word of God for them. The word working like this, the word working like that will be the repercussion. If you work in that manner, will be the repercussion. That is the word of God that is alive. Forever your word abide for
us.
Forever your word lives. It cannot be changed. It is established. The word of God is established forever. It cannot be changed. Whatever your word is established. The book of Psalm. Psalm 119. Verse 99. Says Lord. Your word is established forever in heaven, Lord.
Verse 89.
The word of God and the procedure of God is established. It is established. It is established. When you walk like this, there is a confirmation. When you walk like this, it is a fraudster. As a cyber crime, that is a confirmation. When you repent and walk in the right way, and you live a rightful life, you are living a rightful manner. That will be what
God.
And that is saying you are human being, you can choose whatever you like, do whatever you like. That among brothers and sisters, I'm speaking to you. Revival before victory. Victory cannot be achieved without revival. And there cannot be revival without the word of God from the life of a true minister of God. Revival do come, sir. Without that, when there is an undiluted word of God, with the support of the Holy Spirit, that comes from the mouth of the ordained minister of God. Now I take on point. Because what God is about to do today, that no one will be eluded. The blessings of God for your life today, that God bless you in Jesus' name. That is victory. Point three, victory by true revival. Now if you can see in verse 7 to verse 14.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! It says, the Philistines, now they bring up the war again. They were threatening them. They wanted to destroy the children of Israel. Then they had that they gathered and called the name of the Lord. They said, which God will save them?
Samuel.
Now the Israelites say, Samuel, pray for us. These people are here again. He said, don't worry. Look at victory. Now Samuel went to pray. Samuel went to serve the Lord. According to the manner of worship before Jesus died.
When
Samuel was making the burnt offering, the Lord strike thunder. Israel was a city, the Lord strike thunder. When their life got revived, when their life was revived. If you are not forced to pray, that you pray by yourself. And not meaningless prayer that are common to
you.
Prayer that are impressive, that are
important to God.
Prayer that profit to
God.
That will eventually happen. The problem will vanish away. Listen to this. They cried before
Samuel.
Samuel cried unto the Lord. The book of Psalm. Psalm.
Ori karun leni ogorin.
Psalm 85.
Ese ikepa.
Verse 6.
Oni iwo ki yo wa totun wa soji.
Will you not revive us again? That your people may rejoice in you. That was what David saw.
Oni.
He said, will you not revive us again? People prayed for revival. The Lord revive us again. That will rejoice in you. That means we are victory just in the place of revival. Victory is a revival. When revival comes to your life, when your life becomes
perfect,
that you are being
full.
When your life is passionate to
see. You
deliberately turn away from the place of the dead. You turn to the place of the Lord. And you are working
with the Lord.
You are praying to the Lord. Intentionally deny
yourself.
To hear the word of God, to teach you that the Lord is, and to teach for me. What will happen is that. Mountains will become vanished before you. Mountains will vanish before you.
Only a walk, everyone shall.
Mountains saw him and fled.
A walk, one for Biago.
The mountains are
fled by
you. That are
mountains.
And sisters. I'm speaking to you about revival of victory. The Lord strikes thunder over the enemy.
sọjí.
Where the Israelites were revived.
Tí ó sọjí nínú ẹ̀mẹ́.
That they were revived in the spirit.
Olúwa dààmú ọ̀tá.
Lord confused the enemy.
Olúwa pààmú ọ̀tá níwájú.
They all destroyed the enemy before their presence.
Ó ní wọ́n sì jáde.
How they went out.
Wọ́n ní àwọn Filistini.
They pursued the Filistines.
Wọ́n pa wọ́n títí dé Bethel.
To Bethel.
Ó ní ọwọ́ bọ́ sí ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
I check on verse 3.
Ó ní àtẹ̀orí àwọn Filistini bá.
Now the Philistines were subdued.
Ó ní wọn kò sì fún wọn sí àgbègbè Israẹli mọ́.
And they never came to the territory of Israel.
Ọwọ́ yín ló wà.
It is
Ọlọ́run lè tẹ̀rí gbogbo ayé yín tàbí ẹ̀.
The Lord can subdue the your people today.
Ó lè sọ ogun dèrò fún yín.
He can make problem a
problem of your life. Ó ní owó olúwa sì wà ní ìdí sí àwọn Filistini.
And the eyes of the Lord was
against
the
Philistines.
In all the days of Samuel.
Ọmọ olúwa yóò wà ní ìdí sí àwọn ọ̀tá
yìí. The hand of the Lord will be against your enemies.
Ẹ wá wẹ ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlá.
Now check verse 14.
Ó ní ìlú mọ̀ ni èyí tí Filistini ti dà.
With the Philistines that
were Israeli.
From Israel.
Ni wọ́n fi fún Israeli.
You are restored to Israel. From Ekron to Gath and its territory,
Israel
is recovered from the hand of the Philistines.
Amen.
That's a time and how. No wonder.
Onísàmù Dábìdì wípé.
Sàmì is the
David
friend. Ìfọ̀
yóò wá tún wá sọjí.
Will you not revive us again?
Ìfọ̀ yóò wá tún wá sọjí.
Will you not revive us again?
Kí àwọn èèyàn rẹ lè ní ayọ̀.
So that your people may rejoice.
Kí àwọn èèyàn rẹ lè ní ayọ̀.
So that your people may rejoice.
Kí àwọn èèyàn rẹ lè ní ayọ̀.
So that your people may rejoice.
Ìwé Abakuku.
Abakuk.
Abakuku náà.
Abakuk.
Abakuku.
Abakuk.
Orí kẹta.
Chapter 3.
Mo ń kẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
I'm read verse 2.
Ó ní Olúwa.
It says Lord.
Mo ti gbọ́ rẹ.
I've heard your voice.
Ẹ̀rù sì fà mí.
And I'm afraid.
Olúwa.
O Lord.
Mo ìṣe rẹ sọjí láàrin ọdún.
Divide your work in the midst of the year.
Láàrin ọdún sọmọ di mímọ.
In the midst of the year.
Sọmọ di mímọ.
Make it known.
Sọmọ di mímọ.
Make it known.
Sọmọ di mímọ.
Make it known.
Láàrin ọdún.
In the year.
Sọmọ di mímọ.
Make it known.
Amen.
Amen.
Sọmọ di mímọ.
Make it known.
Sọmọ di mímọ.
Make it known.
Ó ní.
Ní
ìbínú.
In anger.
Rántí àánú.
Remember mercy.
Rántí àánú.
Remember mercy.
Jáde àti mọ́ mi.
Dada mọ́.
Arákùnrin àti arábìnrin.
Brothers and sisters.
Sọ.
Listen.
Ó ní ogun fẹ́mi ilé ṣe.
Maybe there is a problem against you.
Láàrin ogun ìdílé.
Family problem.
Láàrin ogun aláwọ̀mọ́.
Ogun aláwọ̀mọ́. Unity battle.
Ogun kan lórí ẹni.
They say there are many battles on you.
O nílò láti yí ayé ẹ̀ wò.
You need to check up your life now.
Ọlọ́run ló rán mi ṣe ọ.
The Lord has sent me to you.
O nílò láti yí ayé ẹ̀.
You need to check up your life.
Ìyá sọjí nbẹnu ayé.
Is there a revival in your life?
O ní ìdí aṣọ funfun ìsọjí lónìí.
You don't need white garment, you need revival.
O ní ìdí òróró ìsọjí lónìí.
You don't need oil, you need revival.
O ní ìdí anki ìsọjí lónìí.
You don't need handkerchief, you need revival.
Samuel. Nígbà tí àwọn ọmọ Israẹli rí ogun tí wọ́n wá bá.
When the children of the Israelites saw the battle and came to him.
Òróró ń bẹ kò fún wọn
kí ẹ lọ.
Ó mà pé ọ̀rọ̀ kìí sọ̀rọ̀ òróró.
He knew their issue is not about oil.
Kìí sí ọ̀rọ̀ òróró ni eléyìí.
This one is not about oil.
Ọ̀rọ̀ àwọn ẹ̀lódò kọ́ lé lé.
Before battle at the river side.
Ọ̀rọ̀ àwọn ọmọ alẹ́ ní Egypt kọ́ lé lé.
He is not laying hand on the road.
Ọ̀rọ̀ ìjípadà inú ọ̀sẹ̀ lé lé.
The issue of repentance.
Ọ̀rọ̀ pípa ayé ẹni ìdọ̀fín ẹni láti sọ̀rọ̀ lé lé.
This is a talk to your heart and not
the people. Ẹyí padà sí Ọlọ́run.
Repent to the Lord.
Ẹyí padà sí Ọlọ́run.
Repent to your creator.
Ẹyí padà sí Ọlọ́run.
Repent to the Lord.
Ẹyí tí ẹ wà bá.
At that place where you are.
Ẹyí
tí ẹ dúró. You rise up to your feet. Ẹyí bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ fún mi.
Ẹyí náà bá ṣe tó.
If you are also ready.
Ìṣẹ́gun. A máa wáyé nígbà tí ìsọjí bá ti wáyé.
Victory will happen when revival happens.
Ìsọjí máa fa ìṣẹ́gun lọ́wọ́ ni.
Victory goes hand in hand with revival.
Ìṣẹ́gun máa fọ ìsọjí lẹ́yìn.
Victory follows revival.
Ẹ ń fẹ́ ìṣẹ́gun bí.
Do you want victory?
Ẹ ń fẹ́ ìṣẹ́gun bí.
Do you demand victory?
Ẹ ń fẹ́ ìṣẹ́gun bí.
Do you want victory?
Ìṣẹ́gun lórí ogun ajé lórí ogun èso.
Victory over the problem of
the
problem of
partners,
problem of hell.
Ẹnu gbogbo àwọn àjèjì.
Take away the strange idols away from your life.
Gbogbo àwọn àjèjì.
All the strange gods.
Gbogbo bí nǹkan òrìṣà ní nǹkan tó ṣe pé ẹni fẹ́ tẹgbẹ́ sí ìfẹ́ ìdí ẹ̀fẹ́ ẹ̀fọ̀kàn yín fẹ́ tó ju Ọlọ́run lọ.
Idol is what you like and desire more than God.
Gbogbo nǹkan tó ṣe wípé ẹ ti gé ìdájọ́ náà lọ nínú ọkàn yín.
All the things that you exalt more than God in your heart.
Ẹ mú kúrò.
Take it away.
Ẹ mú kúrò.
Take it away.
Ẹ jẹ́ kẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí
sọ́kùnrin. Rise up to your feet and begin to serve the Lord now.
Ó ní àwọn ọmọ Israẹli sì mú bá mi mú.
The season of Israel take
your bow. Àti àtọ́rú sì kúrò.
And ask your life
away.
Rise up to your feet and tell the Lord that Lord.
Gbogbo tí ẹ ṣe ìwọ Ọlọ́run
fẹ́.
Àwọn nǹkan tí kìí ṣe tó yàtọ̀ sí ọ.
Everything that differs from you.
Ẹlòmíràn owó ni kò sí tí ò lè fi wọ́wọ́.
For many it is money. You can search money without saying.
Owó lè fi sọ Ọlọ́run.
Money and house. That is what he did. Many
fashions.
Many
fashions.
That's why that brother Bab is here like an idol worshiper. All sorts of hairstyles like that. He was not born dreadlock. He has taken his hair dreadlock. You need to change your life. It's not that you put out the stone and polish the oil before you are serving idols. Everything you exhaust in your heart than God. Anything you permit in your life more than the will of God. Anything you love than God in your heart. That is idol. Now begin to tell the Lord. The Lord, before your presence I have, I've had your word. All the idols like these, I forsake them today. Begin to say, I forsake them today. All the idols of sin, idols in my heart, idols of lust, idols of the love of money, idols of immorality, I drop them today, Lord. Begin to keep on saying, I drop them today.
Drop them today.
Every idol, everything that is not of God, everything you don't delight in, that has permitted in my life, I forsake them today.
Possibly
the word you've had.
May be
that you change all the clothes you wear. Maybe you burn it
all.
All those mini skirts you only
wear.
Decide now and tell the Lord. Lord, restore the power of my mind. Maybe you've experienced revival before. The revival is you've experienced it before. But the fire has
quit.
Because of lust you permitted. Now you are always fed up. You have zeal for going to church before. But now that fire of zeal
is dead.
Because of the things you permitted.
Why you fought? I have better.
Olúwa sọ mi sọjí. Ẹjọ́ inú ìsọjí padà sínú ayé mi. Ẹjọ́ inú ìsọjí padà sínú ayé mi Olúwa. Mo gbé wọn fẹ́ ìsọjí. Tí Olúwa bá ayé ẹgbẹ́ sọjí. Ẹgbẹ́ ojú oorun wà á lu bolẹ̀.
Wèrè
ojú oorun wà á gbà ń dàrọ̀.
Gbogbo
àwọn ẹ̀mí òmìnira ayé
ẹ.
Ó mú wọn balẹ̀ pẹ̀lú kẹnakẹna àdúrà.
To cast them down with sling of
pray. Olúwa ẹ̀sọ́ mi jí Olúwa. Olúwa rán ìsọjí wá sínú ayé mi. Olúwa dára ìsọjí rán wọnú ayé mi. Ẹ̀mí ìsọjí rán wọnú ayé mi. Iná ìsọjí ó yá wọ inú ayé mi. Ó yá dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀ rẹ. Olúwa rán ìsọjí wá. Olúwa rán ìsọjí wá. Olúwa sọ mi jí. Olúwa sọ mi jí. Olúwa sọ mi jí. Agbára ìsọjí. Iná ìsọjí. Ó yá wọ inú ayé mi. Iná ìsọjí. Ó yá wọ inú ayé mi. Iná ìsọjí. Ó yá wọ inú ayé mi. Iná ìsọjí. Ó yá wọ inú ayé mi.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
O kò ní fún Olúwa.
Ní
orúkọ Jésù. Olúwa wa. Ewé. O ti rí bẹ́ẹ̀. Àdó ẹ̀kẹta nìyí.
Àdó
ni Olúwa sàn.
Lord strike thunder.
Olúwa sàn ara.
The Lord strike thunder.
Wàá fi orúkọ Jésù.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Ní orúkọ Jésù sọ fún Olúwa sàn ara.
Lọ́nà kí o sẹ́yìn
sọ pé ọyà ààrà máa sàn lọ.
Lord thunder begin to strike
them. Gbogbo Filistini.
Every battle of Filistini.
Gbogbo ẹ̀mí Filistini. Gbogbo dẹ́mọ̀nì Filistini. Gbogbo àwọn òmìnira okòkò. Gbogbo tí n fòyìn ráhàn lójú oorun.
Bàtú kọ́mi náà
pèlú. Ẹ̀sìn fara ni ojú ayé.
Ẹ̀rọ̀pì ní fisika.
Ẹ̀rọ̀ iná. Ọjà gbogbo gun. Ọjà lórúkọ Jésù. Àrà Ọlọ́run. Ọjà máa bọ́lù mọ́. Ọjà máa dààmú mọ́. Ọjà máa pamọ́ wípé. Bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí wí.
Ike tó tẹ́ lọ lọ.
Gbogbo gbogbo ẹ̀yin ẹ̀mí ogun.
Every spirit of
God. Èmi ti wá sọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run mi. Mo ti padà wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run. Mo ti padà wá sí Kábàrì. Ó yá àrà náà sọ́dún wá. Àrà Ọlọ́run ó yá máa fọ́mọ tútù. Àrà Ọlọ́run ó yá máa fọ́mọ tútù. Ó yá ọjà yá pé gbogbo àwọn ẹ̀mí òmìnira. Gbogbo òmìnira okòkò. Gbogbo ogun alányọ̀lé. Gbogbo ogun amúnisìn. Gbogbo àwọn ẹ̀mí ogun amúnisìn rú. Ó yá ìdíná. Sọ̀rọ̀. Ó yá 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 yá. Ìsọjí bí sọjí yẹn ti ń dé. Bí sọjí ti ń dé ní ayé rẹ̀. Ó yá máa fọ́ yà yẹn sọ báyìí. Mọ àbáyà ń sọ nínú ìwà mímọ́. Mọ àbáyà ń sọ nínú ìjọ́lọ́ pípẹ́. Ó yá wípé ní orúkọ Jésù. Ó yá iná pẹ̀lú àkójọ mọ́.
Gbogbo
ẹ̀mí òmìnira òkùnkùn. Etí ayé ti ayé mi. Gbogbo ẹ̀yà ń tẹnu ogun.
Every demon of
God. Ẹ̀yà tẹnu ogun.
Demons of
God. Ó
yà ń sọ in the name of Jesus.
Kí iná mu yín. Kí iná mu yín. Kí iná mu yín ní orúkọ Jésù. Ṣé gbogbo ẹ̀yà ni ogun tó ń
lọ ayé? Every bit of problem.
Mo ti wá sí Kábàrì. Mo ti bọ́ lọ́rọ̀ mi lajà. Mo ti bọ́ lọ́rọ̀ mi lajà. Ó yẹ ẹjọ́ náà dẹ́rú. Ẹjọ́ náà dẹ́rú. Ẹjọ́ náà dẹ́rú. Ẹjọ́ náà dẹ́rú. Ẹjọ́ná
sọnù.
Ìdé ti ń já. Ìwọ tí ó ń bá mi tó fẹ́ fẹ́ inú máa ń ròyìn.
You are hearing me without stomach disorder.
Ẹ̀wọ̀n ló tẹ inú rẹ̀.
That bondage has tied
you. Nítorí wípé o sì ọdọ́ rẹ̀.
Because you don't know God.
Ìdè náà já bẹ́ẹ̀.
That bondage is broken.
Ìdè náà já bẹ́ẹ̀. Ìdè inú ròyìn já. Ìdè ìlera yẹn já. Ìdè tó dé ìfọ rẹ̀ yẹn já. Gbogbo ìdè tó dé ìfọ rẹ̀ ló ń fa inú rẹ̀. Sọ̀rọ̀ òbò sí ò lọ. Torí pé o wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ Olúwa lẹ́nu. Ìdè náà já kúrò. Báyìí ó yá máa da àwọn ilẹ̀ náà. Ó ní wọ́n sì gba gbogbo ilẹ̀. Ó ní wọ́n gba gbogbo ilẹ̀. Ilẹ̀ wọn ni tí ọ̀bìnrin sí lè ti gbà. À ń parí ẹ̀ nìyẹn o.
Ṣé
gbogbo ohun tí a ti gbà lọ́rọ̀ mi? Gbogbo ohun tí ọ̀tá ti gbà lọ. Àwọn iṣẹ́ tó dáa. Ògo dídán. Kọ́kọ́rọ́ ìṣe rere. Àṣeyọrí. Ó agbára àlùyọ. Ó dá pàdé ní o.
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oluwa wa.
Jesus name.
Oya ti e ti wi be loruko Jesu oya ti ri be.
Jesus
of your soul. Ori be. E ga ina isoji.
Receive the power of revival.
Mo keti Oluwa leni.
I call upon
you. Gbogbo ti de si yin yen ara so pa
mu. Every problem upon you, fire upon them.
Loruko Jesu adamu won.
They are confused.
Apo won tutu. Gbogbo owo ogun ashi kuro lara yin.
And the battle is
over. Ami okun ashi kuro lara yin. Kí wọ́n di èwọ̀ kúrò nínú ayé ẹyin lórúkọ Jésù. Orí bí ó ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀, ogun ńlá ni fún Ọlọ́run. Ẹ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run fún ohun tí Ọlọ́run ti ṣe nínú ìsọjí ẹni pé Olúwa ẹ ṣe.
Amen.